This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. With midterm elections out of the way and his seat secured, Senator Michael Bennett says there's still work to be done this year. Bennett tells Colorado Matters he's interested in passing a public insurance option that would be administered by Medicare.
Often Americans spend their time fighting insurance companies that can pay people to stay on the phone all day, denying people their claims. So I think that is certainly an appropriate role for the government to play here. And I think it would create needed competition, especially in rural parts of Colorado.
Members of Congress have about a month to introduce new legislation before the current session ends. The number of people living in the San Luis Valley and Eastern Plains grew last year, according to the State Demography Office. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Younger people leaving, birth rates dropping, and few people moving in. That's what had been happening in many rural southern and eastern Colorado counties. But Cindy DeGrone of the State Demography Office says that long-term trend changed between the summers of 2020 and 2021.
We saw a really different number in terms of migration to the region last year that was likely associated with telework.
She says population growth in the region is not due to an increase in births. Overall, she expects populations in rural southeastern Colorado counties to decrease slightly by 2050, but there are many variables that might affect that forecast. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. As usual in Colorado, it snows at night, then the sun comes out the next day. So we're seeing a lot of that snow melt. But this storm was not predicted. So what else can we expect this week in terms of the weather? Come to denverite.com to find out.